I think, you know, communications has been steadily improving for at least thousands of years. And it moved into really the beginning of what we now call the information age. About 125 years ago with the telephone, because that gave us instant telecommunications. And that really started a an initiative that gained momentum so much so that by 50 years ago, the technologies providing telecommunications were increasingly unable to support the increasing demands of telecommunications, which simply means that we were getting so many wires in telephone central offices that it was almost impossible to manage those wires. Impossible is a bad word. It was extremely difficult and costly to manage those wires, and they were growing at an enormous rate. And the technology of vacuum tubes had reached a point where the Bell system had so many vacuum tubes in service that the reliability level of those vacuum tubes and the power consumption was such that you just couldn't see the technology of vacuum tubes and wires meeting the growing demand for telecommunications in the emerging information age. And it was the pressure of those events that created in Bell Laboratories a research initiative to find better solutions to meet the needs of telecommunications that led to the invention of the transistor as a promising technology to rid ourselves of the wire congestion, particularly in central offices, and to reduce the power level and the size and the lack of reliability of the electronic equipment out in the so-called outside plant, and even in the central offices of the telecommunications network of that day. So modern telecommunications really began 50 years ago, roughly, with the invention of the transistor, and with it came the opportunity to bring in not only the full-blown information age over time, but to do it in a way that did not basically absorb all of the economic value of the nation to make it happen. So we got very reliable and very cheap electronics, and that opened the avenue to modern communications. From that day forward, it moved very rapidly. The transistor was rapidly improved, started out as a point contact transistor, moved into junctions, moved from germanium to silicon, and rather quickly, on the scale of 50 years, became the instrument or the technology underlying telecommunications. At the time, it didn't seem like it was happening that fast, because it really was about 10 years from the invention of the transistor to the time the telecommunications was beginning to truly benefit from that. And of course, in the same time frame, the technology was being applied to information processing, particularly the computer of that day, which was largely a standalone computer in an information center. Later, the information center was standalone with connected computers. And the transistor allowed those two technologies to begin to converge. I was fortunate to arrive on the scene of this phase of telecommunications at about the time the transistor showed great promise, but did not have the capability to fully open up the information age. In those days, a goal was to get a transistor for $1. And they were individual transistors. But it was powerful enough that we began to break the backbone of one of the severe limitations in telecommunications, which was that business of wire congestion, in wire centers and in metropolitan areas. So I had the good fortune of working on the T1 carrier system, which used the transistor because it was simply not feasible to do the systems we did with vacuum tubes. It used the transistor to put 24 voice channels onto a single telephone wire, giving you a roughly 24-to-1 multiplier of conversations per wire, or giving you a 24-to-1 congestion relief on wires running around and under the streets and cities, and wires running into central offices.